Many on this planet still aspire to use and abuse every resource imaginable in a rush to become millionaires or billionaires. Hear me out as I encourage you to do the same, but with a twist. What if we stop defining a billionaire as someone who accumulates $1 billion and instead define it as someone who helps 1 billion people? Now that's a goal worth pursuing. Most folks in all different walks of life believe their work may help tens or hundreds or even thousands of people in their lifetimes, but consider that if you work for real change, systemic change in some crucial aspect of the world, you'll be helping future generations too. If you help fundamentally alter our current unsustainable systems into long-term sustainable ones, then over the years, long past your own lifetime, the tens, hundreds, or thousands of people you initially helped will grow exponentially. You'll help 1 billion people. Yes, you. The key to becoming this new kind of billionaire is in choosing or altering your career today so that it's oriented toward making deep-level change. If you're currently manufacturing widgets that have little use in the world besides generating profit, wouldn't it be more satisfying to manufacture something that solves a big-picture problem for a long-term effect? If you make your living by providing a service that simply puts a band-aid on problems, wouldn't it be more satisfying to work for long-lasting change in the same industry? Even if it's just a change in how people think or how they conduct one small aspect of their lives, if you make it your mission to create fundamental, positive change in whatever aspect of the world you control, you could become 1 billionaire with the legacy you leave behind. I call this planting a tree whose shade you'll never enjoy. It has always been my habit to think long-term in that way. In fact, I find it the key to job satisfaction in every way. The days of short-sighted working for the weekend really need to come to an end. This suggestion begs the question, what are the world's most crucial problems, and how do I choose one to focus on so I can help 1 billion people? In the late 80s, when I first started my chemical engineering career, I asked myself the same question. Then I read about the Brundtland Commission, which had been conducting studies on this topic for 3 years. Its 1987 Brundtland Report, entitled Our Common Future, quoted the great law of the Iroquois Confederacy. In our every deliberation, we must consider the impact of our decisions on the next 7 generations. This report highlighted the fact that members of high-income countries like the United States use such a disproportionate number of resources that if everyone in the world were to live like us, we'd need an additional 2.6 Earths to support us all. The impact of the report was that we can no longer talk of economic and environmental policy in separate compartments. It introduced sustainable development as a bridge concept connecting economics, ecology, and ethics. Its leaders stated, to get real action, the ownership of the concept of sustainable development must extend to all sectoral agencies, and most importantly, to key private sector stakeholders. In essence, don't wait for the government to force you to act sustainably. Take it upon yourself. Many nations took this report very seriously, and one of the eventual results was that the United Nations established a Commission on Sustainable Development that defined 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, for the planet. This list provides an excellent guideline for anyone seeking direction as to how to make a difference for humanity and the planet. In brief, it follows. 1. End poverty. 2. End hunger. 3. Provide good health and well-being for all. 4. Give access to quality education. 5. Achieve gender equity. 6. Ensure clean drinking water and hygienic sanitation. 7. Construct systems providing affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. 8. Enable all populations to have decent work leading to economic growth. 9. Build resilient infrastructure while fostering innovation. 10. Reduce inequality in socioeconomic status. 11. Make all cities and settlements safe and sustainable. 12. Consume and produce responsibly. 13. Take urgent action to combat climate change. 14. Conserve the sea and use it sustainably. 15. Protect terrestrial ecosystems and sustainably manage forests. 16. Promote peaceful and inclusive societies with justice for all. And 17. Revitalize a global partnership for sustainable development.